Our next guest had trouble getting over the Arizona hump until his senior year. Then they got it done against the Wildcats. He'll always be a Ute, but he has no more eligibility. So now he's trying to figure out what he wants to do moving forward. Former Utah point guard Brandon Taylor here on the Bill Riley Show. BT, how are things?
Everything's good. Everything's real good. Just enjoying this process, you know, learning a lot. Everything's all good. How you doing?
Everything's good with me. It was fun watching you with the Hawks during summer league. How did you feel like that went for you?
I feel like it was solid. You know, at first I thought I had a great opportunity of, like, really sitting down and learning the game, because the league, the difference between the it's a big jump from the NBA, from college. You know, from college to the NBA. So I got a chance to really absorb everything first, and then once I got my time to shine, you know, I thought I'd go out there and do what I do best a little bit and kind of show that I can play at that next level. What
kind of feedback did you get afterwards? I know it's a professional sport and it's cutthroat and it's all about doing what you could do, but did the Hawks, did the coaching staff, did the front office folks give you any kind of feedback after your time in summer league with them?
Boy, yeah, they thought they were actually impressed, like how I didn't let me not playing as much dictate like my attitude or play a negative effect on me. You know, they were really impressed, like how I was able to come out and stay ready for that opportunity. They thought I had solid leadership. And they thought I was a great teammate for the most part, as far as, like, not playing, you know, and just being as vocal as possible. They said they enjoyed that a lot. So, and also my agent said that game should help me out big time, you know, and we'll just see where it goes from there.
So what's the plan now? Are you trying to get to an NBA preseason training camp? Are you looking overseas? What's kind of the plan? What's the feel right now for what you might be in? What you might be doing?
Well, I have a couple offers overseas, but I'm still looking for NBA camp. So that's why I'm looking for NBA preseason vet camp. That's exactly what I'm shooting for as of right now. You know, but I still do have a couple overseas offers, but that's not my main priority as of right now. My main priority is trying to get to a camp, get an invitation to a camp, and really just get that opportunity.
Is there a time frame where you've got going to have to kind of make that decision one way or another? I mean, did you impress enough people you feel like you get to camp? Are you shooting for the D League? Are you shooting for Europe? I mean, what's the realistic goal for you, Brandon? If you make that NBA camp, you know, would you be satisfied with a D League contract and playing in the D League, or would you rather go overseas and go that direction?
Well, that's safe to say, like, if I were to get an invitation, you know, I think this is the thing. Like, I feel like even though if it doesn't look possible or whatever the case may be, you know, even summer league, I didn't know what my chances were getting summer league, you know, and that ended up happening. Then I ended up playing well, like, the last game. So say if I do get an invitation to vet camp and I actually do really well, then the chances of me playing for NBA 2 will be pretty good. I can live with that, you know, then the rest will fall where they may. But my main focus, everything, is to get to the NBA some way, somehow. That's my main focus. All everything else will fall to the side if he has to go with B plans and C plans, you know. But my main focus is get an NBA vet camp and make it onto a team.
What do you think you have to do? What's it going to take for you to make that team?
Be able just to stay me, like, and bring a little bit different things to the game of basketball other than my skill set, because you know, everyone at that next level, they have a tremendous skill set, you know, but it's a little bit more, and I'm going to have a little bit unique case as far as bringing the knowledge to the game and leadership, you know, being able to be a great teammate on and off the court, you know, being able to be vocally, no matter if I'm playing 1 minute, no matter if I'm playing 15, you know, just being able to be coachable, being able to communicate and stay as vocal as possible.
Brandon Taylor with us here on the Bill Riley Show. So what are you just training right now? Just kind of hanging out, training, waiting for those phone calls?
Yeah, I'm training as we speak. I was actually, I'm in the weight room, and then I remember that I said I was going to do an interview, and then I heard my phone going off, but I really wasn't paying attention. But then I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh, that's Bill calling me. So, yeah, I'm just training. I come back out there this weekend, you know, to get some good training up there, you know. So I'm just waiting on the call. I'm waiting on the call, and I'm waiting to hear back what people have to say and wait to hear back from my agent.
You're going to watch some of your friends and former teammates play in that $2 million tournament, Dakari and the guys?
Yeah, man, I got a chance to catch up with them. Like, yeah, I hope they do it. I hope they do it. They beat a really good L.A. Unified team, though, in L.A., you know, so I was definitely impressed with that. So they're making it to the Sweet 16. I think they got a good chance. They got some good pieces. They got some good experience, and they got some people that really know the game of basketball, so they should be good.
They
got
to beat Gonzaga to get there, though. They got to get a little revenge on Gonzaga for you, Brandon.
Is that their first game?
Yeah, their first game's against the Gonzaga alumni.
They better run them boys off the three. I know that much. They better run them off the three.
Well, the good news is Wiltshire won't be there, and neither will Sabonis. The bad news is a bunch of other guys who can really shoot it will be there.
Man, that's crazy because I played Wiltshire because he played for Houston, and he did the same thing he did to us. Shoot that three in transition. We went to find him in the transition. You know, he just made us pay for it.
Give me a quick thought. None of the guys in the program right now really want to say much. I talked to Zoe yesterday. He got back from Australia, and he said he's ready to be even more of a leader this year. But have you played against any of these new guys that have come into the program? Do you know anything about any of these guys? Can you give us any insight on them?
I haven't been there. You know, like I haven't been there to actually play 5-on-5 with them and really get the personnel. The only thing I know is from just the internet, as far as like you guys know. So I haven't really been able to watch them actually play and really see how good they are. You know, so my guess is as good as you guys as right now. I'm just from a fan standpoint until I get there, you know, and interact with them and play against them. Hopefully.
So you're coming back this weekend. I'm going to guess you'll play against some of those guys then, right?
If they up for the task, I love to play against those guys.
Well, then I'll call you back next week. We'll get a scouting report on them then.
I don't know. You might have to call Coach K for that.
No, I want the player's perspective. Coach K is just coaching them, and he didn't get as much time with them. I want a guy that actually played against them to give me a little insight.
Yeah, but I want them to surprise you guys too. Like, I don't want to be able to give a cliff note, and you guys already expect something. You guys, they got some good young talent over there, so. You know, if I spoil it, you know, kind of like a spoiler alert, what's the surprise going to be?
All right, so you're just kind of in waiting mode, keeping in shape, training, and just waiting for the right call. If the right call came from a European club and they said, hey, we're going to offer you this and it's the money you would want, but we need you right now, would you make that jump?
If me and my family and my agent decided that that was going to be the smartest move, then that's what we'll do.
But you won't know till that call comes.
Exactly.
All right. Well,
you know, so I'm focused. You know, I'm just staying focused and just being determined. You know, and I know things are going to work out. It always has and always will. You know, so.
Well, hey, thanks for jumping on. Keep working out. We'll hit you back up again. If any news comes your way, shoot me a text and let me know. But keep grinding. We'll talk to you soon, man.
I will. Bill, nice talking to you.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. Brandon Taylor with us here on The Bill Riley Show.